A decision came at the end of last week from Ohio Secretary of State John Husted about moving the Hamilton County Board of Elections to Mount Airy. WVXU political reporter Howard Wilkinson joins me this morning to talk about it. Good morning, Howard.
Good morning.
So the Republican Secretary of State sided with Republican members of the Board of Elections. I assume that's not a big surprise?
Well, it's not a big surprise. I mean, it's not always the case. Sometimes they do, you know, side with the other party. In this case, the Republicans wanted to move all the operations out to the old Mercy Mount Airy Hospital. Democrats objected because they believe that the downtown location is easier for people for in-person early voting, because all the bus lines, you know, people don't have cars. Anybody can take a bus downtown. There's only one bus route right now that goes out to the Mount Airy site. And that was the argument. And what Husted did was that, okay, after the 2016 election, you can move all the operations of the Board of Elections out to the Mount Airy site, but you have 3 years now to figure out either a way of making it easier for people to do in-person voting at the Mount Airy site or find an alternative location for early in-person voting. And whether or not the Democrats and Republicans on the Board of Elections can come together on that doesn't sound very good right now, but they do have time to try to work something out.
And Governor Kasich signed a bill into law doing away with what's known as the Golden Week this week.
Yes, that was a Republican bill that went through both the Senate and the House. The Golden Week, you know, we've had a 35-day period since 2006 where you could do early voting. There was, in the first 6 days of that, you could register to vote at the Board of Elections and cast your ballot on the same day. Now they've shortened the early voting period in this law to 29 days. It takes away what they always refer to as the Golden Week, where you could register and vote at the same time. Republicans objected to that Golden Week because they said it didn't give Board of Election workers enough time to be able to verify the voter applications that were coming in. You know, people were just filling out applications and voting. Democrats, you know, argued for this. They like 35 days. They don't want to see it shortened. They want more opportunity for people to vote early.
So do you think that any big changes will come with that? Do you think that will make a difference in the outcome?
Well, I don't know if it'll make a difference in the outcome. I mean, you know, obviously Republicans argue that 29 days, which is what it will be under this new law, is plenty of time for people either to cast an absentee ballot by mail or to cast an in-person vote at the Board of Elections. They say it's plenty of time. But the issue is not going to go away. There's going to be a lot of arguments about this and maybe even some legal ramifications to it.
Governor Kasich gives his State of the State address tonight in Medina. What do you expect him to talk about?
Well, I expect him to, you know, obviously tout the record of his administration. You know, he talks about the Ohio model. He talks about lowering taxes and making Ohio more friendly to businesses that want to move into the state. You know, it's sort of a campaign speech too, because obviously he's a candidate for reelection. He's going to talk about extending vocational education down to the 7th and 8th grades. I don't know that we'll hear a whole lot of new proposals, but I think we'll hear quite a bit about what he thinks is his record that he can sell to Ohio voters.
Ed Fitzgerald, his Democratic opponent, has been traveling Ohio as well, and including the Medina area this week where Kasich is giving his State of the State address tonight. Where does all that stand? Where does the race stand right now?
Well, I mean, if you believe the Quinnipiac poll, which came out last week, there's a 5 percentage point difference with Kasich in the lead. And that's not very much. You know, 4 years ago at this time, Kasich was only 5 points behind Ted Strickland, the Democratic incumbent. And of course, Kasich ended up winning the 2010 election by 2 percentage points. So, you know, there's a reason for him to be concerned, not panicked, but concerned. Ed Fitzgerald's problem is still that he does not have anywhere near the kind of campaign money that John Kasich does.
Howard, thank you.
Thank you.
Howard Wilkinson is WVXU political reporter. He joins me each Monday morning at this time to talk politics. You can also read his column and his stories at WVXU.org.